listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, home of the Griff Rant. Now, here they are, your hosts, Griff and his long-suffering co-host, Lee.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my rants are homeless, but thanks. This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping and more time selling. It's you we want to hear from, not me. 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630. If you don't enjoy the sound of our voices, the best way to shut us up is to call in.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a good one. Then you do the talking.
Well, this is actually the second best. I don't want to mention the first best because we don't want to discourage people from listening to the show.
Before we go to the first caller.
Yeah.
I put Monterey International Pop Festival, because that was the real name of it.
Yes.
Into eBay search, and I got 83 results.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff on there. If you don't know what we're talking about, you go look, because a lot of people get this confused with Woodstock. And the reason they get it confused, and even I did for some years, because, for instance, Janis Joplin, who's one of my all-time favorites,
yeah,
was at the Monterey Pop Festival first. That's where she was introduced.
Oh.
Not at Woodstock. She was at Woodstock, but she was at the Monterey Pop Festival, and that was the year she was introduced.
I was 13, and I was desperate to be there. Did I ever tell you this story?
You were. Tell us again. I love the story.
I so wanted to go to San Francisco when I was 13. I wanted to run away from what I thought my humdrum Massachusetts life, leave my boring family and boring friends and boring school behind, and go experience the summer of love with flowers and dancing and
everybody thinks the summer of love was Woodstock. It was not. It was in 1967.
And it was
2 years before.
And if you read Joan Didion's book, Slouching Towards Bethlehem, it wasn't so nice and it didn't last that long. It got ugly really quick. So, that was my, and I was following the Monterey Pop Festival because I knew all these great artists would be there and I wanted to hear them. Years and years and years later, I was at an eBay press event where Grace Slick from the Jefferson Airplane was. And we were discussing the things on our little table. We were doing a local TV shoot. And I said, halfway through, we were talking about 5 minutes. And I said, Grace, I got to tell you, I need to say this. I was 13 years old, and I was madly in love with you and the band. And I so much wanted to leave my home in Massachusetts and come to the Monterey Festival and live in San Francisco and be a part of the Summer Love. And she looked at me with a stink eye kind of and said, really? You were 13? We would have eaten you alive.
Oh, and they would have. They would have.
Yeah, that kind of put paid to that old dream. But it was a great festival, and you can watch clips from it on YouTube. There's some really mixed quality, some quality not so bad, some really not so great. My favorite performers, there's a incendiary performance by Otis Redding that's classic. And there's an amazing performance by Laura Nero. Rest in peace, my dear. Well worth seeing.
You know, there's a radio station that takes credit for being the very, very first rock festival.
Mm.
And that was KFRC, Fantasy Fair and Magic Mountain Music in Marin County. The first rock festival was held just 1 week earlier than the Summer of Love, than the Monterey Pop Festival.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's very interesting. Lots of memorabilia that you can get on eBay regarding this. And it's truly a memorable era in rock and roll history.
Yeah.
Debbie, Vacaville, California, the book kiosk. Debbie, what's your question or comment?
Hi, guys. That was very interesting.
Thank you.
I have two things I wanted. First of all, I need to hear for myself, Griff, on this new update. When you talk about free returns, what does that mean? Because some of the people in the Facebook groups have different ideas. If a buyer wants to return something to me and I just say, yeah, I do, I will pay the return shipping free no matter what. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean,
some people believe that.
It doesn't mean that you can't also have a restocking fee.
See, now a lot of us are getting it backwards. People are thinking that free return means I won't charge you a restocking fee.
Yeah.
But that's not what it means, because I've never charged a restocking fee in my life. So what it means is
it's free shipping.
I'm going to pay your return. It is free. I'm paying for it no matter what, whether you don't like it or you broke it or whatever. But I know that there's the part where if it comes back damaged, we can offer a partial refund. I understand that. Okay, because
right.
People aren't getting this. They're thinking that it's all about a restocking fee. It has nothing to do with a restocking fee.
Nothing to do with restocking.
But I have that option.
You have that option.
I needed to hear it from you because I want to set people straight. Everybody's
getting and Debbie, just the other day, Griff told us about this.
Mm.
But Griff, is this the restocking fee? You think it should only be used under certain circumstances?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, there's no restriction. I think that there's a limit of, I can't remember if it's 20 or 30% that you can ask for a restocking fee. Because I don't use it. I forgot. But in the industry, the standard for a restocking fee is for new and package items that are returned out of package or they've been used. Charging a restocking fee on used or pre-owned items or collectibles or antiques, you can do it. Is it advised? Absolutely not. It doesn't make any sense. And I know I've had people who say, well, you know, I sold a pre-owned piece of apparel and the person wore it and sent it back. Well, yeah, it was pre-owned when you shipped it. You can charge a restocking fee, but it is definitely not an industry standard, and I wouldn't recommend it in those cases. It's for items that, by simply opening the box, you have lowered the value. There's no way that you can actually offer that item again without saying this was an open box. And you'll see that on eBay. I just bought a cool electronic device that I needed for a really steep discount. Because the box was open. The item is perfect. It works fine. Everything is great. But the seller, being honest, had to say it was an open box. And I'm sure, I suspect that if they had sold it originally and got it back, that they had charged a restocking fee to help mitigate the cost of reselling at a loss at a lower price.
Thank you. Debbie, you have another question or comment.
Yeah, you guys are going to laugh at this. But it's happened to me so many times that I stand behind it now. And I learned this from Lynn Drawley years ago.
Okay.
If you have items in your inventory that are not moving, you touch them. You go look at them. You speak to them. My husband
really?
Tripped over a box of books. Yes, my husband tripped over a box of books one night in our bedroom. They sold the next day.
Yeah.
At Christmas time, and on our church, they have the big Christmas tree with the tree skirt. And I'm looking at the tree skirt thinking, you know, I have a tree skirt listed. It didn't sell last Christmas. Walking out the door, that tree skirt sold. And now yesterday we were looking through our inventory list and we had a pair of Levi's silver tabs.
Yeah.
The first pair we've ever found. And they, for months and months, they're sitting, I'm looking, I'm like, wow, we got $49 on them. Maybe I should put them on sale or something. And I forgot about them. Last night at 9:30, I'm laying in bed watching TV, my phone cha-ching, and those silver tabs sold.
So we have to develop a relationship with our inventory.
Yeah, you
yes,
want to go.
Yes, we do. We need to tell them. It's time
reach
for you to
out
go
and
somewhere.
Touch some of your stock. Then it will sell, I promise. Just watch.
Yes.
Well, there are
it's
people.
It's happened to me probably 10 times.
Well, I'm going to try it. So,
okay.
So we have to have a relationship with our inventory.
Brother.
Okay.
Well,
I'm not even going to go there.
I don't know if you've ever read Lynn Drawley's e-zines. I've been following her for years and years, and her kids would go and touch things.
I have to
admit,
I love her.
They'd go in her office and touch things, and they would they would sell. So anyway, I wanted to call and let people out there know if you're really struggling, sales are really down. Touch thing. Now, I will have to say, too, I am in the beta for the promoted listings.
Yeah.
I am in love. Mine ended, and it was a couple days gap. I thought, I got to start a new campaign because my sales stopped, and I started, and boom, they started right back up again. So when everybody gets it rolled out, jump on it because promoted listings are amazing.
And so you're in the beta program, and this is for the promoted listings
yes.
on one-offs, right?
Or, right.
Don't have to have, you don't have to have a multiple listing or anything like that.
Right, these are one-offs. I put my whole store, everything I put it on promoted listing, I think at like 6%.
Oh, okay.
And it is well worth it. Things that have been sitting, I've had, offers on things that have been sitting for way too long, and I'm like, why all of a sudden? Oh, it's promoted listing.
How difficult
so it's
is
great.
It to make it happen?
Oh, gosh. It's so easy. You go in and I click the top button and then that does all my listings. Or you can pick and choose. And then there's a little bar that scrolls back and forth and, okay, I want it on 5%. You move that little thing back and forth, what percent you want, and start. You can set the date. Now Teresa Cox told me don't put an end date, just let it go. But I like to stop things so you can pick and choose. It's so easy. It takes about maybe 30 seconds if you want to just put everything on and then you're done. And then your dashboard in Seller Hub, there's a dashboard to tell you how many impressions, clicks, what you've sold, how much you've spent so far. And I'm like, wow, this is fantastic. I just really love it.
Tell us what you really think, Debbie. See, thank you so much, Debbie. That's good. We're glad you like it.
Hey, have you opened that bottle of wine yet?
No, I am never going to open that bottle of wine.
What bottle of wine?
That is my pride and joy.
Bottle of wine?
We were at meetup a couple of months ago, and Griff brings really cool swag, and we have a drawing. I helped pay for the meetup.com monthly fee. We all buy raffle tickets, and there was a bottle of wine, and someone won it. And I'm like, no, I offered her everything.
It's eBay wine. It's eBay branded wine.
Oh, really?
It's got an eBay label. So the next month, I'm sitting there at the table, and Griff pulled something out, and I swear I almost started crying when I saw that he had another, because he said that was the only bottle in existence. So he brought this bottle, and I sat there and I wanted to cry. And I looked at him, and he goes, "It's for you." And I'm like, "Oh my god!"
So now it
sits in my office, and I will never drink it. I don't care. I'll go down and buy Tupac Chuck if I need wine. I'm not going to drink that bottle.
Wow!
Thank you, Griff.
Yeah,
great story, Griff. You never give me anything, but you're giving all these other women bottles of wine. I don't get it.
Here comes. Yeah, here we go.
Thank you, Debbie.
Griff is such a doll. Okay, thank you.
Yep, he's
in
trouble now.
Bye bye.
Dodge that bullet with a break. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping and more time selling. Join the conversation. It's eBay. 888-RADIO-30. 888-723-4630. And we return with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
As an eBay entrepreneur, you're always looking for profitable items to sell in quantities you're comfortable with. Bulk got the goods. Liquidation goods, that is. Bulk features top branded merchandise not only by the pallet, but also now by the case. Cases start around $100 and ship right to your doorstep anywhere within the contiguous U.S. for just $30. Buying by the case is a terrific way to specialize in one type of item or test a new niche. A case takes up a lot less room than a pallet, too. You can even reuse your case to send products to a fulfillment center. So when it comes to sourcing profitable items, get down to cases with Bulk. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. For liquidation goods by the pallet or case, bulk.com.
It's another ordinary day in eBay land. You're ready to pack and ship when suddenly the shipping monster strikes again. That hard-to-ship item just sold, but you're not sure how to pack it. You need a superhero to save the sale. You need Bubble Fest's Mark and Robin Levine, the superheroes of shipping. They can help you safely pack your most challenging items. They've got a super selection of everything you need to do the job right. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP.
Hello, Bubble Fast Hotline. How can I help you?
Mark and his Robin will get you on the way to shipping that impossible item fast. For more ways to tame the shipping monster, join Bubble Fast's Facebook group. Subscribe to their Bubble Briefs newsletter. And remember, their shipping hotline, 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFast.com. That's BubbleFast.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show with the same-day handling time. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by 6bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Pick up your phone and dial us now, 888-723-4630.
Griff, there is a woman named Dorinda.
Dorinda.
Who's an eBay seller. We've dealt with Dorinda before.
Yeah.
Her eBay ID is Drindy's Quake 09. Yeah. She said, "Hi, Griff. I was wondering if you have a list of your best recommendations for selling or listing on eBay. I believe I've seen something like that in the past. Thanks." So is there a place on eBay that has recommendations for how to sell and list on eBay?
Well, yeah, there's a, so if you go to eBay, right, that's easy, www.ebay.com, mm-hmm. and if you're on the homepage, you have to, I think now you can scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, and there's a link to, Seller Information Center. And there's a lot of information there about how to sell correctly for, geared towards both new and experienced sellers. Is that what she means?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So it's the Seller Center. You can get there by going to ebay.com/seller-center.
And we thank you, Dorinda. Always nice to hear from you. Griff, so the fellow who called in earlier, Matthew, with the issue about the
homepage. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm glad you reminded me.
Yeah.
Matthew, if you're listening, there is something you can do. Here's what I would suggest, because I played around with this on the break.
Okay.
Go to the homepage, and the new homepage is it's different now. There used to be just the feed. If you look on the top, it says home and then it says following. So, if you click on following, right, depending on what you've saved up for your, who you're following and your save searches, you should see, you might see a more presentable page. And then, because that's ebay.com/feed, make that your homepage if you need to. If that's safe for work.
ebay.com/feed. Feed. Okay.
And it's that old, you know, the thing we started the eBay feed about four years ago.
Uh-huh.
So that's still available. It's just now under, following as opposed to just the main eBay homepage.
Oh, and that is good. I just did it.
Yeah.
ebay.com/feed. And it's got a whole bunch of stuff on
it. Well, now, if some of your searches are actually not safe for work, then that could be an issue, because they'll show up here. So the other option I said before was to make my eBay or to make another eBay page. And if you had to choose one, choose the eBay Radio page and make that your homepage.
Yeah, ebayradio.com.
Yep.
Okay. Good idea. Thank you, Griff.
You know, but
anyway.
Put that as a, I hope he puts it as a suggestion, because there's the suggestion box on the side. Tell us what you think. For sellers to have the ability to hide stuff from this page if they don't want to see it.
Well, I'll tell you what just happened to him.
What?
He put a screenshot on the chat board.
Oh, we did. Oh, I didn't see that.
And now he's been, punished. He can't be on the chat board for 3 days.
Why?
So who did that? Was that eBay? That wouldn't have been.
I'll get it undone. Yeah, that's not fair.
I didn't do it. eBetsy didn't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming eBetsy didn't do it.
Did they take it off? It was probably a moderator, but our board is not supposed to be moderated.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's not supposed to be. We do it.
Huh.
So somebody took the post off then.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, let me find out for sure before you go to somebody.
Yeah.
Let me find out from Betsy if she took it off. I don't think so, but. Hey, remember, you know, Warren Buffett's power lunches?
Oh, I love those.
Okay.
Can't afford them, but I
no.
love them.
Well, the 18th annual, would you believe he's been doing this for 18 years? The
Get out.
18th annual power lunch with Warren Buffett eBay auction is scheduled to begin exclusively on eBay on June 4th at 7:30 a.m. And buyers can bid for a chance to dine with the Oracle of Omaha at New York City Steakhouse Smith & Walensky, upscale steaks. Bidding starts at $25,000, and bidders must pre-qualify And while you're waiting for the bidding to start on Lunch with Warren, you can enter the eBay for Charity Glide Foundation sweepstakes by going to their eBay store page at ebay.com/glide and clicking on See Full Sweepstakes Details in the blue bar. First prize is a trip for two to San Francisco, including VIP tickets to the 8th Annual Glide Legacy Gala on August 5th and $1,000 towards round-trip airfare.
Yeah, you know, Smith & Wolensky's okay. The best steakhouse in the world is Peter Luger.
Nah, steakhouse in the world is John Sell, my husband.
Okay, well, he's not serving the public. Peter Luger Steakhouse in Williamsburg, underneath the Williamsburg Bridge, it's the best steakhouse in the world.
Peter Luger's. Yeah. Okay, we'll remember that if we're ever there.
Mm. I still can taste it. It's been 25 years since I was
there. You know, some people have the ability to look at a steak, John does, in the store.
Yeah.
And know the marbling and everything. He has never brought home a steak that was less than absolutely delicious.
Yeah, it's a talent.
It is a talent. Yeah. He's got that thing going there.
He's got it going.
I'll tell you something, somebody else who has it going.
Who's that?
That's Bobby Miller from Sarasota, Florida.
Oh, she does.
Known as Seacoast Bargain. Hello, Bobby. How are you doing? What's your question or comment?
I finally am between jobs. I have a week off, so I wanted to call in and say hello.
Oh, thank you. And that's cool.
I'm finally giving up social work after 37 years and doing something totally different as an office manager. 30 hours a week, so I'll have more time to do eBay, which makes me very happy, and I'm going to be coming to Vegas, which really makes me happy.
Oh, yes, that's fantastic. Oh, I'm so happy to hear that.
Oh, you, Howie can meet you. That'd be great.
Oh, good. He's coming great. I did have a shipping question.
Sorry, guys. Hold on.
Go ahead.
The shipping question. Okay. Shipping question.
Well, you and I can just talk about whatever till he gets back.
Okay.
So you're coming to Vegas. I'm excited you're coming to Vegas.
And I want to give a shout out to my niece, Sandy. Her user ID is Flip Flop Bargains. I'm trying to convince her to come to Vegas because she's just quit her job after many years as a preschool teacher. Highly overworked and underpaid, and she's loving eBay. We live an hour apart, and we just thrifted together yesterday. We love to thrift together, and I just keep telling her that I feel like Vegas would help her go to the next level.
It gets you excited. You know, it gives you inspiration, doesn't it? Everybody is inspired when they leave to go back to their, they've learned so much, they've taken notes, and they go back home, and they're inspired.
Yeah, and I feel like as a new seller, she would just be blown away with the community as well of people that help each other and support each other.
Is Griff back with us yet?
I am back, sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, okay.
So you had a question for him.
Yes, what's your question?
Yes,
Bobby?
The question is, does the one-day business shipping, does that begin when I generate a label or when the post office scans my label?
So it's not when you print the label. That's definitely not it. Printing the label on eBay or a third-party service that's connected to eBay should automatically upload tracking. So that metric, which is uploading tracking, is covered if you print that label within one business day, if that's your promise to your buyer. eBay determines the on-time shipping metric, which is that you got the article of into the mail stream within one business day, could be an acceptance scan. It could also be that the item shows a delivery confirmation that is within the delivery window promised to the buyer. So if there's no scan, but there's a delivery confirmation scan that says it arrived on time, then it is considered on time. That being said, and this always concerns me, sellers obsess over getting a acceptance scan. And I advise against that. Unless you know by experience that your post office is, lax in giving acceptance scans and it's impacted your metric because you know you've brought it in, I would not worry about it. If you do have a post office that is either not scanning your parcels or making it conditional, like you have to stand in line, that's not true. That's absolutely not true. Anyone can email me at griff@ebay.com. I forward those to Nate Hayward, who is works directly with USPA, their liaison, and they will go and talk to that post office as a USPS rep, you know, boss, and say, this is the rule. If somebody leaves a package, it's prepaid. You gotta scan it. And a lot of USPS workers, most are, they understand this is the new reality and they'll do it. Some, you know, it's their little fiefdom maybe, and they say, well, that's not how I do it. And they just need a correction by management, and it works. But, okay. So I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, it did. And I may do that.
Can't wait to see you, Bobby. Looking forward to hugging you when I see you.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye. See you then, Bobby.
Vegas baby.
Wow, what a life journey for Bobby. That's a lot. That's big too. You've been in a career that long.
Yeah, next time she calls or when I talk to her in Vegas, I'm going to ask her why she chose to stop social work. You know, it's very trying. Social work is, I mean, you're dealing with people who, you're dealing with human beings when they are sometimes at their lowest point.
Hmm.
And it can be, because I know we have this in our family, it can be horrifying. And she's been doing it 30-something years. So she's looking for an easier gig, and that's okay. Apparently she found one. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Griff, I found, and I wish it were still up there. They've finally taken it down. But there was an item on there, and it went through to the end and was sold. The dress sold for £66 in the UK. That's about $85 and had 11 bids.
Yeah.
But here is what it was called. Here's the title. Imagine us dishing this listing. Wedding dress, size 20, due to lying, cheating, scumbag husband.
Well, if you're searching on lying, cheating, or scumbag husband, that item would come up. So those are important keywords. This segment was brought to you by 6Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings from your desktop. 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Sharpen your selling skills. Register now for eBay Open 2017 at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Visit ebayopen2017.com now to register for the event and book your rooms. New technology, workshops and panels, and amazing networking events with great food. July 25th through the 28th at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas. Register and book your rooms at ebayopen2017.com. See you in Las Vegas, baby.
There's one in every category. That annoying competitor whose items always seem to sell better than yours. What makes her such a know-it-all? Well, maybe she doesn't know it all. Maybe she just knows WorthPoint. WorthPoint is the biggest online resource for identifying, researching, and valuing antiques, art, jewelry, and collectibles. With just a few keywords, you can find out what your item is and what it's worth. WorthPoint's Worthopedia includes nearly 300 million realized prices from 350 data sources, including eBay and other online marketplaces, as well as auction houses nationwide. That's like filtering search results to show only sold items on steroids. WorthPoint's data goes back almost 10 years, so why would you settle for less? And thanks to WorthPoint's mobile app for iPhone or Droid, you can use WorthPoint anywhere, anytime. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
eBay sellers, it's your turn to shine. Submit your business to eBay Shine Awards for a chance to win $10,000 as Small Business of the Year, or compete for one of five other Shine Awards. Tell us what drives your success and how eBay makes it possible. Deadline for submissions is May 19th, 2017. For categories and details, go to ebay.com/Shine Awards. That's ebay.com/Shine Awards. Tell your story to win.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
Listen while you list.